Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Everybody, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. For those of you that have been part of the first hour of the show, I want to welcome you back because that's what we are. We are back. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. He is the founder of Cellular Wisdom. We are taking on and continuing the conversation about self-esteem. You know, you've heard it as a reoccurring theme so far today on the show. Really, really important. And it's important for a lot of reasons. I think that when you go through life and you get a ding, I like to call them little dings. You ever get a new car and you get that first ding on your new car, right? So you get this new car or something new, whatever it is. It doesn't have to be a car, but with me, I'm in the car zone lately. Yeah, you get a new car and then all of a sudden, bam, you come out and you got that first chip in the door, and you think, oh. Or you think, oh, I'm glad I got that over with so I don't ever have to, like, look at that again. And that's part of, you know, building confidence and self-esteem, you know, because we get dinged in life. And sometimes we get a ding and we turn it into a dent. Then we turn it into an entire side panel of our life that has become destroyed. And, you know, sometimes, you know, there are some of us that have gone down the path and have experienced horror in our lives. Horror, yes. You talk to my friend Rhonda Britton, what she experienced as a child and the dream she had thereafter, horror. Denise Lynn, you talk to her about being shot and left for dead, horror. And so what do you do? How do you recover from both the dings and the dents of your life? You know, what is it about self-esteem that works for you? And what is it about self-esteem that can work against you? Now, fast forward to what we live in, where we live in, how we live in them, who we're living in them with. And now you've got a world that everything is connected, right? You know what I'm saying, Benny? Everything's connected. So are we connected yet with Dr. Friedemann?
I believe we got him back.
We had him.
Yeah, there he is.
Bonjour. I'm back.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, ça va?
Uh-oh, he's talking French to us, Benny.
Yeah, it would be a very short interview, I tell you that.
Yeah. Well, you know, thank you for joining us here today. Self-esteem is, this is something you've been talking about. Did you hear my little analogy that I did about the car?
I didn't. Unfortunately, I wasn't online at that time.
Well, here's the deal. Here's what I said. It's like, you know, you get a new car, right? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you got the new car and you see your first ding, right? The little, maybe in the door or someplace. And you think, some people think, oh, my car. Other people think, I see my first ding and I say, oh, I'm so glad we got that over with. you know what I'm saying? But life is kind of like that. You go through life, you get a few dings, you get a few dents, and before you know it, you're replacing the whole side panel of your life or trying to.
Right.
And in some cases, you get totaled. And, and this is for many of us. Talking about self-esteem is important, but I think we need to start by defining self-esteem before we can talk about, you know, how we lose it. I mean, some people even argue, Dr. Friedemann, that we don't even come in the world with self-esteem, and some people argue that we do.
Well, I'm a believer more in the latter. I really believe that we do come with a healthy dose of self-esteem. I mean, just being able to get through this birth canal in itself, I mean, you need to have some guts and self-esteem to be able to do that. And then, you know, basically the starting point, I think, is a point where
the world is in many ways about yourself. It's about survival. It's about, you know, give me something to eat. I'm going to scream. Otherwise, you know, when I'm unhappy, I'm going to make you know that I'm unhappy. So there is definitely a self-esteem that I think is healthy. But then what happens is that over time, the self-esteem can have the requirement for us to get a little bit more confirmation from others, to get more reassurance, to get more reinforcements. And that's where the true self-esteem, the self-esteem that then lasts through our adulthood or should last through our adulthood, gets built. So when people talk about self-esteem and they say they don't have any or they feel they don't have any confidence, usually that started way back where they are supposed to build or where, you know, you're supposed to gain this self-esteem and this self-awareness. That's really where, you know, we need to go back to and often heal the past and work with why there hasn't been enough self-esteem or what has undermined the self-esteem. You know, self-esteem and confidence go hand in hand. And yeah. What confidence basically means is the trust in yourself. And that trust needs to be built. And that's why I believe self-esteem cannot be just, you know, like a light switch turned on. And there is also not some, like a one solution that, you know, can help you to gain more self-esteem. It's something that needs to be built like the foundation of a building. And it takes some time. You just have to know how to do it to create a foundation that really can carry your entire life permanently and not just for, you know, a few weeks where you feel better and then everything falls apart again.
So, you know, let's talk about for a minute, if we could, you know, how we get to that place where we lose self-esteem or become vulnerable around it.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, that's pretty much what I work with my clients with, identifying where this all comes from. And I always am fascinated by people's stories because, you know, those stories are often stories that basically show exactly how step by step they got these imprints from the outside, from people that were authority figures, the parents, teachers, or the peers that they grew up with. And so there are different ways this self-esteem got undermined, and either they were told certain things or they just noticed how they were treated, you know, maybe neglected, ignored, yelled at, criticized all the time. Sometimes it's also what people saw and have been, you know, noticing in others that was undermining their self-esteem. So, you know, when you have a mother or a father that is very insecure and very passive or feels like, you know, the world is a dangerous place, as a child, you take this very serious and you take on this belief and you take on that mindset and make it your own, because just as a role model, a parent has a lot of power. And then sometimes there are these ways where we interpret messages from the parents in a way that we're not necessarily meant this way, but we are still taking on the message as rather negative. You know, for example, you know, I have people telling me that they were told, well, at the end, you can only trust yourself. Mm. It sounds kind of a nice message, but basically what it was interpreted is that you cannot trust anybody else. You can't trust anyone. And so there is a feeling of you have to brace yourself, you have to watch out, which again feels, you know, insecure in itself. Or, you know, some people have been told that the parents in a very motivating way said, you know, I believe in you and I know that you can reach anything you set your mind to. But that was then interpreted as I have to constantly prove myself and I have to constantly measure up. I have to fill big shoes of expectations. That then again also makes it feel, well, I can never really measure up and I'm always going to be somehow falling short of those expectations and led then also to a consequently undermining of their self-esteem. So there, it's really a puzzle piece that you want to figure out for yourself. Definitely something that's worth going back to and really remember the messages and the significant events that you recall that have shaped your level and your foundation of confidence.
Well, I mean, part of this is going back and remembering some things that were painful, and sometimes we just want to block them out.
Oh, I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, totally. I had this discussion with a client today who was firmly believing from all he read not to think about the past, not to think about anything negative, because that only increases it. And I believe that that's exactly the opposite of what we should be doing. I don't think that we should dwell on it. I don't think that we should constantly live in the past. But only when we really go back and examine it and looking at it from a different perspective. And sometimes we need professional help to do that. But only when we do that, we can actually resolve it. So just by ignoring it or pushing it aside or saying, oh, I don't want to look at that, maybe it's going to go away, it actually just going to linger around, and it's going to give you this unconscious feeling of, well, something is just not quite right, but I don't really know what it is, mm-hmm. and avoid it. And, you know, you're still going to subconsciously be stuck in the past, whether you're going to look at it or not.
Well, you know, we're going to talk about this and lots more. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. How does this lack of self-esteem or how does having great self-esteem help you in your everyday life today? And is it something that gets better over time or does it really start to take its toll on us? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. My very special guest, Dr. Friedemann Schaub.
Lock the front door.
What would it take for you to feel free and know that you have all the time you need to fulfill your destiny and live the life of your dreams? Wouldn't it be wonderful to be in this state of being every single day? Learn how to develop this profound knowing and this skill by cultivating gratitude in your daily life. Each moment, you have a choice. Take the time now. In this present moment, to open yourself to more valuable time for you. Use our gratitude journal, graced with our bungee bookmark, infused with the essence of gratitude, and write down what you are grateful for. This daily practice will transform your life and shift your reality. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Dr. Friedman Chaub joining us here today. Dr. Friedman, I mean, this is really very, very cool. The conversation of self-esteem. I think there are some ways that we learn self-esteem. You know, some people say that there are sports that you can participate in early on in your life. Both group and team sports and individual sports and things that you can do. Some of the most beautiful stories that I've heard are teaching young girls how to ride. You know, there's something about the connection between young girls or young women and horses and horseback riding and phenomenal self-esteem, overcoming a wide range of issues. And I wanted to ask you about that. You know, does that help? Can something like that help us remove a childhood that may be filled with some things that just aren't very pretty?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, I have heard from actually close friends that didn't have a very pretty childhood how their relationship to animals in general, but yes, also to horses, really made a huge difference. And, you know, with riding or with horses, it's an additional benefit because you are actually working with an animal that can give you so much love and attention back. Now, if you play, you know, ball or if you do any kind of individual sports or martial arts, you don't necessarily get the same feedback that you get from an animal that you're working with. So there's definitely an additional layer to that. But, you know, self-esteem is something that can focus on one aspect, but eventually it needs to really ripple out into all of who you are. So you can start saying, you know, as a child or as an adult, okay, I'm going to get more self-esteem by becoming more athletic or by starting a hobby or by, you know, losing weight or whatever those things are that you feel are right now undermining your self-esteem. But at the end of it, self-esteem is like the overall picture of how you feel about yourself. It's the worthiness that you feel, and that needs to be all-encompassing. And so there is a little danger in it when you feel only self-esteem focused on one area of your life, and as soon as you get, you know, out of that area, you feel again that you're not good enough, or all those old limiting beliefs that have haunted you for a long time are coming back. So it's really a process of more exploring who you are and then appreciating what you find that makes self-esteem grow.
Well, you know, part of this is for all of us wanting to be the best and live the best life we can. And, you know, you just went through an experience of writing your book, writing your book, finding an agent, publishing your book. And most people say that that process is really grueling, especially for people that take that on and don't think they're going to get their book written or don't think they're going to get it published or don't think anything. And in your case, it was like snap, crackle and pop, so to speak. But the writing of the book, you must have had some doubt. And the question that comes up is, what is the relationship between doubt and self-esteem? You know, what is it that gets us so hardwired into our very selves and into the our nervous system? You know, those things that give us that fight or flight response.
Well, I think doubt is kind of the fuel of low self-esteem. It's that what always looks for confirmation that, yes, you're right, I am not good enough. Yes, I am a failure. Because, you know, that's what doubt basically does. Doubt rarely doubts the negative. Doubt usually doubts the positive. Can you really, you know, imagine accomplishing this? Are you really having something worthwhile to say? And yes, everybody who is writing a book, there is a vulnerability with that, and there is certainly also some doubt with that that comes up, and you have to face it, and you have to deal with it. Now, with the writing, for me, it was good that I actually felt it wasn't about me. It's really about helping others, and so I knew that the message I shared with so many individual clients was really something that I need to share with a broader audience. And so it was a little bit easier to remove this doubt. But in general, there is definitely something when you have a doubt coming up that you have to realize, is that doubt even something that comes from a objective, rational point of view, or is it just a habit? Doubt can be a very habitual pattern that everything you're doing will immediately already, you know, scrutinized or looked under the microscope, and there is the desire, you know, subconsciously to find some kind of fault. Now, wherever the doubt comes from, as I just said, is not necessarily, you know, a logical or intellectual place. It is really a deeper place in our mind. And many people say, you know, I have a part inside of me that is just always criticizing, doubting me, wondering, you know, if I can really afford this, if I can really do this. And they basically condemn this part as their inner critic. But when you really go to the core of it, and when you really understand where this comes from and where this part originated from, then you also can understand that the intention of this part is not to hurt you or to undermine your confidence. Ultimately, the intention of this part of your subconscious is to keep you safe. It just wants to make sure that you're not getting too big, that you're not putting yourself too much into the spotlight, or that you are avoiding criticism and rejection. So most of the doubt has a subconscious purpose of protection and keeping you safe. But unfortunately, you know, it's such an old habit that it comes up at times where it's not any longer necessary for us to look for danger or keep us, you know, safe, because whatever those dangers and perpetrators in the past were gone. But that's where the work with the subconscious is really important, to learn to, quote-unquote, reprogram your mind in a way that you don't go into these old patterns, but really are able to change them and let the doubt go.
Well, you know, we have triggers, too. You know,
yeah.
The triggers are kind of incredible, right? Because,
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, the origin of what happens to us to cause this, you know, feeling of doubt or this feeling of low self-esteem gets to be triggered throughout our lives in many, many different ways, right? You know, maybe as a child you were rejected from something, right? And then you get older and you write a book. And you put the book out there, you know, like Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen did, and you were rejected by 163 publishers for Chicken Soup of the Soul. You know,
right.
I can only imagine what kind of self-esteem those two guys had to have, you know, to actually stay in the game long enough. You know, how do these triggers affect our limiting beliefs and vice versa?
Well, absolutely. I mean, these triggers are then the, you know, supposedly outside reinforcing signs that the limiting beliefs are true. Now, often they are distorted. I mean, this is what our subconscious does. You know, our subconscious has certain filters, and those filters are distorting and blowing up part of our reality and making it different than what another person would see. Like you said, with a car, there is a little dent in the car. One person looks at the dent because they are perfectionists, and they feel, okay, now the car is gone. Basically, it's totaled. We have to sell it. And another person, like you said, would say, oh, great, we've got that over with, so we don't have to worry about this.
Yeah.
So it depends on what is your internal filter. So, you know, there's maybe a person who has got so much issue with rejection that a little frown of somebody, or you are on the phone with someone and you talk to them and that person, you know, has a longer pause to answer, and that pause is interpreted like, oh my God, you know, this person doesn't like what I have to say, or this person criticizes, rejects me, whatever those things are. So we have to be aware of that. A lot of our interpretations and triggers may not necessarily be real. They may simply be interpreted because of those filters of the subconscious. And it's, again, one of those things that awareness in itself can make a huge difference. I talked to a client recently who always felt that her husband didn't want to spend time with her.
Uh-huh.
But there's also something about the way he was phrasing a sentence that you could interpret one way or another way. And so, you know, I asked her to really ask for clarification.
Right.
So that you actually know what is really going on. Like the famous sentence, you know, when you say this to me, it makes me feel dot, dot, dot. It works like a charm. It really definitely opens up a flow of communication. So if you feel that there are certain triggers that create doubt, create old habitual feelings of limiting beliefs to come up in you, really take a step back and notice if the triggers are even real and if they are really something that are maybe just interpretations in your mind. And if you can, look for clarification. It definitely makes a difference. The more often we can make sure that our limiting beliefs don't actually get triggered and reinforced, but we are able to look at the other side, at the positive beliefs that we need to still define. We want to talk about this later in the show as well. The more you have at least a choice on a deeper consciousness level. You know, when you have a limiting belief that says I'm not good enough, and that's all you have, that's all you're going to go for. That's all you will see. You will always see somehow signs that prove to you you're not good enough. If you have a second belief, a second direction to go, at least you can find yourself when those triggers are coming up at a crossroads, and you can choose to say, okay, do I going to go this old way, this way that I know leads just to feeling upset or depressed, or will I go the new way? And the more often you can choose to go the new way, the more often, obviously, it will be a part of who you are.
Well, Dr. Friedman Chubb joining us here today. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you know you're at that crossroads. I mean, how do you even know you're at the place in time where you have to make a decision? Do you go this way or you go that way? Especially if you have a pattern of stuff that's going on and you want to kick it up and change it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Licensed psychotherapist and coming out specialist Kathy DeBono is now available to provide the counseling and coming out support that you need to take this vital and necessary step. Kathy now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or communicate through an email exchange. With Kathy's help, you will thoroughly examine your unique life circumstances and create a plan that is tailor-made for you. For more information, go to KathyIsIn.com.
What would it feel like to let go of a painful story that causes suffering? Discover how love is greater and more powerful than fear, anger, doubt, worry, or grief. Superior to any story about your life that causes suffering, there is a story of love waiting for you. Can you imagine a story without judgment? A story of forgiveness? A story that releases I can't and proclaims I can. Imagine a story where you let go of what was and embrace what is and create what you want for the future. The first 25 audience members to contact Dana at danafrost.com and inquire about the Pay It Forward, Pay What You Can coaching promotion are invited to a one-hour power-packed coaching session or two 30-minute coaching sessions. You simply pay what you can afford to pay. In the subject line, please input Pay What You Can coaching inquiry.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Yep. If you want to find out more about us, go to drpatlive.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com. Dr. Friedman Schaub joining us here today. If you want to find out more about him, go to cellularwisdom.com. And we'll give you a phone number if you want to schedule a call with him, you know, to work on self-esteem or anything else that's coming up in your life. Dr. Friedman, what's the best way for people to reach you now? Because you work with people all over the world.
Yeah, the best way is really by email first to make the initial contact at info@cellularwisdom.com in one word. And you can also call us and leave a message at 866-903-6463.
Okay, so crossroads. We're at a crossroads in our life, all right? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Right.
Right. I'm talking about that place that we get when we know that, or we start asking the question, is this all there is? Meaning, what do I need to do to have the life I desire? And we may not even know it's a self-esteem issue.
Well, that's exactly it. And I think that's a really important point, that sometimes we are looking for, you know, I had a conversation the other day with someone who said, you know, I'm really feeling good about myself, but I just cannot make enough money. You know, if I would have enough money, I would feel even better about myself. But then when you really go deeper and you ask about how he actually managed not to make enough money and how many times there were self-sabotaging patterns and how many times he didn't show up for networking events and how many times he was avoiding certain uncomfortable tasks, it became clear that it's actually a much deeper issue than just having more money. And I think that's when the question comes, how can my life be better than what I have? You want to ask yourself, is my life simply a reflection of what I really believe about myself, a reflection of my self-esteem, a reflection of my worthiness?
Right. That's a tough question. That's tough.
It's a very tough question because a lot of people then go into the feeling of, well, now I have to blame myself. No, it's not about blaming yourself. It's about simply also taking a little bit responsibility. Absolutely. There are outer circumstances that feel out of our control. You know, the economy decline a few years ago, you know, people losing jobs and so on and so on. That doesn't necessarily mean that it is a reflection on you. But what I'm talking about is more the overall picture. And I'm talking about the many people that have a job and that have, you know, just a normal life that just keeps on going on since 10, 20 years. But inside of them, there is a voice that makes them feel dissatisfied. Inside of them, they feel, I thought I can have more. I thought I can have more joy. I can have more prosperity. I can have more love. And that's where I wonder if just looking deeper at how this life got pieced together, if that life wasn't also a reflection of their own worthiness, that they were not allowing them to, you know, maybe go back to school because they thought they were not good enough or smart enough, or maybe they were not allowing themselves to, you know, just get more engaged in doing other things besides working because they felt like, well, they couldn't spend the money on those things. You know, they shouldn't do this. You know, they should rather put it into their IRA or whatever. It's like you want to really just examine your life and become aware of where do I have my little boundaries around myself that I sometimes don't even see. These walls that may actually have written on them, I am not good enough, I don't deserve, I can't have what I want. And just by being aware of this, you already have done the first step to make a change. I remember that was about, how long is that ago? Like 20 years ago, when I was working in Germany, or 25 years ago. And,
yeah.
I woke up one night and really was in cold sweat, and I heard myself saying internally that this is the life that I have to live for the next 35 years, and that thought brought me into a panic. I said,
wow.
Oh, my God, this is really a scary thought. And, you know, I didn't realize that at that time pretty much everything for me would change and did change, and it took, you know, a few years for this to happen. But what I realized was that in that moment, with this realization that I didn't want to just keep on the same track, that there was more that I wanted to experience and explore about life and about myself, that the seed was planted to make a change. So don't be afraid of making an inventory. Don't be afraid of looking at your life and saying, well, it's just not good enough, I want to change it. Really see it more as the fertile ground to do actually something about it.
What would you say, Dr. Friedman, what would you say is the most difficult thing for people to do? You know, and really, I think this is so important, because detecting, getting your self-esteem detector in full gear is important. You know, what are some of the real life situations that show up for people that would give them an indication that this is an opportunity to boost up your self-esteem? It's like giving your self-esteem a B12 shot.
Well, you know, I think I always like to think about those, you know, different opportunities as different urgency levels. You know, at the beginning,
yeah,
that may just the thinking that more and more, you know, goes around, well, I'm not happy, how can I change this? And then there are the emotions, and you may feel a little sad or anxious or just feeling like, you know, there is an urgency inside. But then over time, what happens is that either or you have self-sabotaging patterns that actually make you change things. You know, there are many times where I have seen people basically being unhappy with their life, and because they didn't really have the courage to change it, they subconsciously sabotaged their life.
Mm.
You know, they didn't really perform at work anymore, or, you know, the relationship they had, they all of a sudden, you know, didn't really show the same pleasing patterns they had in the past. And so there is a subconscious way of make changes, which is not necessarily a very productive way. It can actually, you know, get you into a detour, because you first have to clean up the mess before you can build up something new. And then there is, of course, also the physical challenges, you know, where many of my clients get that wake-up call of awareness, you know, I have a limiting belief, I have something inside of me that really doesn't feel worthy or good enough, and that's probably at the root of my physical chronic pain or the inflammation I have since years, or, you know, things that are just more on the physical nature. So for people just to be aware is crucial on this journey, and I always feel like, you know, on a soul's path, there is probably no perfect time. But my recommendation would be, and, you know, anybody who's listening to this show, my recommendation would be just every day take a little check. You know, just notice how you're feeling and notice whether you are in alignment with yourself, whether you feel like truly alive and good about yourself, you feel like there is, you know, a sense of growth and purpose, and again, self-worth, self-esteem, or if you feel that there is something nagging inside of you, that there are issues that you realize make you, for example, not want to meet new people, or make you not want to look into the mirror, or make you not want to apply for a promotion simply because there is something holding you back. And if you feel that and you have the desire to really live the fullest life, or in Dr. Pat's words, the epic life that you deserve, then I think it's time to do some work on it.
When we take a look at self-esteem changes, some people say, ah, I have been like that all my life. How the heck am I? Are you kidding me? I'm 50 years old. You, Dr. Friedman, do you really think that I can change? You know the old saying, right? That, you know, when you're set in your ways, right, it's hard to make some of these changes. Of course, I don't believe that because I've made some of the most progressive changes in my life in my older years. I have to tell you, I was asleep at the switch when I was a younger kid. I will tell you that. You don't get any more sleep than I was. I didn't even think of younger. I'm just talking even 40. I mean, I was thinking, I thought I had it all figured out. I thought I had it all figured out. So, you know, let's talk about age relevance to this, if there is anything.
There is no age relevance, really. I mean, of course, it's nice to, you know, start, you know, rather sooner than later to really find your belief in yourself and find your confidence. But I have worked with people that were in their late 70s to, you know, 7-year-olds. So, you know, the principles are the same. And, you know, just because you have been living with the same pattern for a long time, maybe it makes you more tired of it and you're much more ready to let it go because you have so many examples of how it didn't serve you, how the belief didn't serve you. It's not about really the length of time you carry an old belief or lack of self-esteem. It's more about your readiness to feel like that this is no longer what I want to identify myself with. And that's what I love about working with the subconscious. If you really work with the subconscious, you can actually see how a belief is actually interpreted by your subconscious as a sort of identity. It's almost like your inner ID card that the subconscious carries around. Yeah, you're the one who is not good enough. You're the one who cannot measure up. You're the one who feels the world is not a safe place. And if you are then seeing, wow, okay, this is how the subconscious used to see me.
Yeah.
How can I actually change this ID card, this identity in something that feels much more true to me and much more in alignment with who I want to be? The subconscious takes this willingly on. The subconscious is not invested in holding on to something that no longer feels relevant or good. But again, there are certain steps that need to be taken. You know, for example, if you have a belief of not feeling good enough and that belief is fueled by guilt,
wow.
You know, guilt for something that you have done in the past. Well, you have to first overcome the guilt and forgive yourself or make right what you have done wrong or any of those things that need to be done for you to remove the guilt before you're able to let go of this belief.
Well, let's talk about guilt and shame when we come back, because that's another one. You know, getting and tapping into, oh, what am I feeling guilty about? How do I go back and kind of remember these guilt items? Dr. Friedman Chalb joining us. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be slapping down the guilt. Just slapping it down. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Chalb's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camino Island Coffee Roasters.
What would it feel like to let go of a painful story that causes suffering? Discover how love is greater and more powerful than fear, anger, doubt, worry, or grief. Superior to any story about your life that causes suffering, there is a story of love waiting for you. Can you imagine a story without judgment? A story of forgiveness? A story that releases I can't and proclaims I can. Imagine a story where you let go of what was and embrace what is and create what you want for the future. The first 25 audience members to contact Dana at danafrost.com and inquire about the Pay It Forward, Pay What You Can coaching promotion are invited to a one-hour power-packed coaching session or two 30-minute coaching sessions. You simply pay what you can afford to pay. In the subject line, please input Pay What You Can coaching inquiry.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, go to drpatlive.com. For more information about Dr. Friedman, you can go to cellularwisdom.com, and we'll give you an 800 number. In a minute, he does free consultations. Dr. Friedman, let's first start by giving out that 800 number, and then let's get right to the bottom of guilt.
Well, the number is 866-903-6463, 866-903-6463, or reach us by email at info@cellularwisdom.com.
Okay.
Well, guilt is an interesting subject, and, you know, that's definitely also a topic we should do an interview about at some point. But in general, I think it's one of the most draining and damaging energies that we can have, and it's unfortunately also one of the most sticky ones for low self-esteem. So sometimes we don't know what we feel guilty about. Now, guilt is usually tied into something we did wrong or we think we did wrong. Shame is more a feeling of being wrong, that there is something flawed or something wrong with you, which in itself is just another word of feeling not good enough or having not a lot of self-worth. And when you have those emotions, it's definitely important to look at their origin. You know, I talked to a client the other day who really had a lot of guilt around being overwhelmed, and at the same time, because she was overwhelmed, not able to deal with her children as well as she could. And so there, you know, even years later, there's always a guilt feeling that then crystallized itself out as, I'm not a good mother.
Right.
And so really being able to go back and looking at your past and asking yourself, did I do the best I could with what I have been doing? Did I forget how hard it was for me, for example, to get out of bed in the morning because I felt so tired, or to juggle all these 10 different things I had to do? Was I deliberately not wanting to take care of my children, or was it just really me being at the end of my wits? Would I now do things differently? Would I make now different choices? And there are many ways that we can question the old guilt feelings and get a new light on it. One of the ways that I like to do it is also to really just look at the situation from the past, or the situations as if you're watching a movie. And as you're watching the movie and seeing yourself in the movie, really wonder what you would think as a just as a spectator watching a soap opera. What would you think about the different players in the movie, and how could you have compassion for each and every one of them? And really this way you have more an outside perspective. And often when you're looking from the outside, you realize, well, you know, that is really no reason for me to feel guilty about. And often it's actually guilt that was pressed upon you by guilt tripping or other people making you feel that there was something wrong you did. And looking from the outside, you realize, no, that's actually not something that I have to hold on to or feel bad about. That's the thing about low self-esteem and the lack of confidence. Often it starts at situations that seemed at the time really dramatic and traumatic and significant. But then looking back, you realize, wow, that was actually really not such a big deal. I remember one client told me once that she never really trusted herself to make big decisions. And when we went into timeline therapy and working with the subconscious, we went all the way back to a time where she was like 3 or 4 years old, and she was with her mother walking home from kindergarten, and she saw a friend on the other side of the street, and she just basically ran across the street to see the friend. And the mother was panicked and pulled her back by her arm and really, you know, yelled at her and said, "You can't do this." And the mother had never done this before. And that one event was so deeply seated inside of her that she, from then on, always questioned her decisions and always felt like, well, I may do something wrong, I may get in trouble, until she resolved it. And so it's definitely interesting to be on the, you know, also more on the deeper level of your consciousness to find out, where do these things come from? Where do these lack of confidence and self-esteem issues come from? And do they really have still any relevance?
Yeah, and also one of the greatest self-esteem issues we have right now, at least for women, is body image. And, you know, we could spend a whole show talking about that.
And we should. I think
we should talk about it because it has many, many layers to it.
And it's really one, I think, of the most painful issues people often are dealing with. And I think it's also one of those issues that unfortunately bring a lot of negative behavior with them, especially in young women, but also in mature women, then that all of a sudden believe like, well, I cannot show myself anymore.
Right.
I cannot be going public anymore because I don't have the fear that I have. I mean, that brings, you know, me back to what we said in the middle of the show, that if you identify yourself with one aspect of yourself, whether it's your body, whether it's your job, whether it's any kind of circumstances you're in, you definitely are more prone to, once you lose that aspect, fall off this void of, well, who am I now?
I have to tell you, I've really had them all, you know, attached to the job 25 years, attached to all the baubles you get from that. Dr. Friedman, thank you for a great show. It's so great to have you here.
Thank you.
All right, everyone, you heard him say it. We're going to take on body image next. All right, everybody, have a great day. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Whoa. What would it take for you to feel free and know that you have all the time you need to fulfill your destiny and live the life of your dreams? Wouldn't it be wonderful to be in this state of being every single day? Learn how to develop this profound knowing and this skill by cultivating gratitude in your daily life. Each moment, you have a choice. Take the time now. In this present moment, to open yourself to more valuable time for you. Use our gratitude journal, graced with our bungee bookmark, infused with the essence of gratitude, and write down what you are grateful for. This daily practice will transform your life and shift your reality. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life and health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.